I'd like to call to order. Okay, I'd like to call the meeting back to order at 2:06 PM. Next on the agenda is discussion, possible action, possible approval of settlement agreement between Thomas and Midge Terramina in Story County regarding their application and determination of special use permit 20111-010. Brett Corvette, I'd like to have you address the board.
For the record, my name is Brent Colvett. I am the attorney who has been retained by the Nevada Public Agency Insurance Pool to represent you in a lawsuit brought by Mr. and Mrs. Terramina regarding the denial of a special use permit. This case was filed in federal court and is pending there. As a result of the process in federal court, a settlement conference was held. Certain members of the county staff and also a representative of the commissioner, together with myself and a representative of the insurance company, were present, as well as Mr. Terramina and his attorney, Mr. Hopengarten. As a result of approximately 7 hours of negotiation, there was a tentative agreement reached. Under that tentative agreement, that calls for this board to consider once again the special use permit that has been requested by Mr. Terramina. There are a list of 18 conditions which were agreed to after negotiations, as outlining the conditions under which the special use permit would be approved. Those are before you today. It is my recommendation, based on the negotiations and on these conditions, that the special use permit, as outlined in these conditions, be approved. If this board were to approve the special use permit under the terms of the settlement, the lawsuit will be dismissed with prejudice by Mr. Terramina, and each side will bear its own attorney's fees and costs. It's no more complicated than that. So the first order is, what do you guys want to do with respect to the special use permit?
Okay, do we have any questions from the commission? Not Pat, do you have any?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Do we want to go to public comment, do you think?
Sure.
Okay. Do we have a public comment on this? Yes, come on up. And
I'm Jed Margolin. I live in the Virginia City Highlands. Mr. Chairman, if you approve the Tower Agreement at this meeting or take any action on it, you will be violating Nevada's open meeting law, specifically NRS 241.020. NRS 241.020 requires that if you're going to take action on a document, the document must be provided to a member of the public who requests the document, and it must be provided at the same time it's given to the commissioners. I made the required request in my April 18th email. I have not received a copy of the settlement agreement. If you approve the settlement agreement at this meeting, then in the next several days, I will file a complaint with the Office of the Attorney General of Nevada under various NRS sections. So if you insist on approving the settlement agreement today, I ask that you also decide that Terramina may not act on it by working on the towers or by incurring expense until the Office of the Attorney General of Nevada finishes its investigation of my complaint. You should also consider that in Court Document 29, Minutes of Proceedings, the court ordered the terms of the, quote, the terms of the settlement agreement are placed on the record, end quote. The court did not order that the settlement agreement be sealed. And what do you think the court will do when it finds out that in approving the settlement agreement, you violated Nevada law? Therefore, you should consider continuing the matter of approving the settlement agreement until a future meeting and, A, provide the settlement agreement to the public at least several days before the meeting, B, have the future meeting at a time when more people can attend, for example, 6 p.m. instead of 2 p.m. Continuing the matter will also give you time to fix the more serious flaws in the staff recommendations summary and to release the full recommendations instead of only a summary. Even if the staff recommendation summary accurately reflects the settlement agreement, the staff recommendation summary is deeply flawed and doesn't protect the county from future actions that Tom may take. It certainly doesn't protect Tom's neighbors. It doesn't protect their safety. It doesn't protect their right to peacefully enjoy their property. The county is taking that from them, and shame on you.
Any other public comment? Yes.
My name is Kathleen Storm-Owen, and I'm a resident of Virginia City Highlands, Story County. I'll just read my statement and then submit it. It is my understanding that Story County has a master plan. We have a development and planning overview of our county. BC Highlands is a community with a homeowners association, and we have an architectural process. Residents submit projects for approval. This is how we protect our master plan for our community. Tom and Midge Terramina knowingly and willingly violated the laws. They did it for their own gratification. They declared in writing and in public named individuals who witnessed, gave permission, or allowed their actions. So where does the buck stop? We've lost county funds defending the innocent. And not one cent has been spent on prosecuting the guilty. Over a period of 14 years, law-abiding, tax-paying, voting residents were ignored. It is time for residents to formally request and participate in an investigation of the Story County Terramina Tower issue. A committee of Story County residents have volunteered to meet with and submit items for investigation. DA Maddox allowed Terramina a delay in taking down the towers. We are asking the commissioners to delay their final decision on the towers. We realize our request for an investigation is newly submitted. However, we will be willing to work with the commissioners on the necessities to proceed. You may proceed with a vote today. However, we will still request a committee. Okay, I'm going to submit this to you.
Thank you. Is there any other comment? Yes.
Buddy, how are you today?
Not bad for an old fat guy.
Good afternoon. My name is Buddy Morton. I live out in the Highlands. And I think what's happening is we're putting the cart before the horse, and there's some things that need to be addressed. So this is a document, is a formal request for some items that we would like to see addressed. On July 8, 2008, Michelle Adkins was in a meeting with Pat Whitten, ADA, Laura Grant, and Dean Haymore. And at that point, they finally came to an agreement that towers are structures and should be taxed as structures. This needs to be addressed. We would like a written response to the question, are these towers being taxed? And can they be taxed retroactively? Request number two, since there's a reluctance on the part of the assessor's office to tax these towers, we would like to have an outside appraiser brought in to determine the actual value of the towers, since Mr. Terramina said they're worth $5,000, but his attorney said, oops, they're worth $65,000. Okay, request number three, if your decision today does not involve removal of all the towers and does grant an SUP, we are requesting a 60-day delay on your decision so that we have time to make contact with an attorney and some other agencies that we have looking at this. Request number four, we would like to have a list of all the parties involved in reaching the recommendation that was sent to you by legal counsel and staff, since some of the agencies that we're talking to are asking for that information. Request number five, we would like to see the original documentation relating to the bases and foundations for the new monopoles, since we believe that the engineer that was used for this was from out of state. That makes the building permits null and void. In order to allow him to keep any of these towers, you, that's all of you, he built his towers illegally, and I proved that to you at the last meeting just almost a year ago. It's necessary for you to violate Story County Enforcement Code 17.88, section number 17800. No county official can give permission for anyone to break the law. It's against the law. You, all of you, we're seeking legal advice to determine if there might be grounds for a class action suit concerning conspiracy to circumvent Story County codes. As a group, you cannot legally give him permission to keep something he erected illegally. You can't do that. Are you all ready to be held accountable for your actions for his hobby? That's what it is. It's just a hobby. Can anyone with honor in this courtroom look me in the eye and say that breaking laws for expediency is justifiable? No, you can't. And can anyone in this courtroom look me in the eye and say, think that the law should be broken so one man can pursue his hobby? You can't. In all these proceedings, we never wanted you to negotiate the laws. We never wanted you to circumvent the laws. All we ever asked you to do was enforce the laws. Terry Maine wants you to break the law, violate the intent of the law, and find a way to circumvent the law for his hobby. This isn't the end of the tower dispute.
Hey, is there any other comment on the towers? Okay. Yes.
My name is Cynthia Kennedy, and I live in the Virginia City Highlands, and I also report for the Virginia City News. So, as usual, I just have a few questions here. I've heard in the past regarding this issue that there were mistakes that were made, particularly by the building department, and they've been very remorseful about the fact that they made some mistakes in this tower issue. Now, I'm wondering, is this akin at all to where if I call the IRS and ask for some information about my tax return, and I'm given incorrect information, and I submit my return, and the IRS calls me up and says, or sends me a nasty note and says, no, you owe us $10,000, and I say, no, but your employee, Mr. Smith, told me, well, that doesn't happen. I still have to pay. If an employee of the IRS or any other government entity gives me wrong information, it doesn't necessarily make that information correct because they work for that entity. And in this case, with the county dealing with the tower situation to begin with incorrectly, that doesn't make them culpable for that. I mean, our building codes still stand. Also, I wondered why, in looking at the summary that was presented, why Mr. Terramina seemed to get everything that he wanted, even towers that aren't even built yet. He got what he has that exists, and he gets what he wants that isn't even erected yet, that don't come under our county building codes, nor what our community out in the Highlands approves. The other thing I wondered about is when the commissioners gave their reason for not approving the SUP last year, they didn't give a reason for that decision. And I've heard that it would have helped a whole lot in this arbitration if a reason had been given by the commissioners for their decision. That would have helped a lot in our legal footing. And I was wondering why Judge Maddox didn't lean over and say, you know, you guys add on a reason why you're giving that decision. It also seems now, too, that in this county, you can build what you want, and if you've got enough money to sue or tie the county up in court, you can end up getting what you want, and that seems really unfair. I also noticed in this summary that Mr. Terramina was his own expert witness on FCC regulations and ham radio operations, and I'm wondering who was the county's expert witness, in ham radio and FCC regulations. I know when we had the meeting out at the Highlands Fire Station, there was some false information omitted by Mr. Hoppengarten when he was talking about FCC regulations and that the FCC didn't allow amateur radio operators to build industrial-looking installations of towers and things like that, that they never meant that in order to be a radio operator that you were allowed to infringe upon your neighbors like that. And then the last thing I wondered is, why this utility tower for the cell phones? I was at that Planning Commission meeting as well, and that company was willing to jump through every hoop, work with the Homeowners Association, try their best to disguise this tower, build just the right fence, just the right building, everything to assuage any problems with the neighbors. Whereas these towers that are a hobby seem to have carte blanche. I just don't understand those things. So those are my questions, and thank you for your time.
Any other comments on the towers?
Good afternoon again. For the record, Gary Schmidt. I'm a longtime proponent and student of the open meeting law, and a longtime citizen activist fighting against intrusive, oppressive, and arrogant government. Having said that, I don't stand here to and claim to know enough about this issue to be a proponent or an opponent of it, although there's some interesting issues raised in regards to the open meeting law. I'm familiar with the section cited earlier, and there's other provisions of the open meeting law that say that any time during a public meeting, if anyone requests a copy of those things being considered by the board or commission, the board or commission must immediately provide them, even if it necessitates taking a recess to make copies. I'm also have a great amount of respect for your able-bodied counsel here, but I would request that you place on the record, or that your counsel place on the record, what claims of confidentiality you have for this settlement agreement at this time. I understand the issues that during settlement and negotiations, there are certain exemptions from the open meeting law and certain claims of confidentiality. But if what's spoken is true, if the court did not seal this agreement and you're here to vote on it in an open public forum, which is the requirement for the vote, I would guess that it should then be available. It might have been denied properly in the past during negotiations, but if you're here to vote on it today, I believe the open meeting law would necessitate you providing copies here today, and I'd request an opinion on a record in that regard. Thank you.
Any other comment on the towers? If not, a couple of points that were brought up, but I'd like to maybe bring it to Brent about the open meeting law, the accusation about that.
Like Mr. Schmidt, I'm familiar with that section as well, and what it requires is if there's a document that you're voting on, it be presented at the hearing. There is no document other than the document which is contained in your packet, which is the Story County Commission staff recommendation summary. The conditions that are outlined in that summary are the conditions that were negotiated and agreed to. The condition of the agreement is that if this special use permit is approved, then the lawsuit goes away. If it doesn't get approved today, then the lawsuit continues. There's nothing secret about the rest of the settlement. Those are the terms. These 18 conditions that are listed in your summary are the conditions of the settlement.
Show us the settlement.
Okay, and I wanted to address one thing that was brought up about the meeting last year, July 8th. I remember like yesterday, because I believe I chaired the meeting. I know Commissioner Hess made the motion to take the towers down, and part of it is the reason why. And I remember that meeting very well because a lot of things were brought to us through the public public process and the public comment process. We have some charts and graphs and the history, and I believe a lot of the reason we made that decision at that time was because the input we had at that meeting, which is part of the public record of that meeting. So I wanted to clarify that I believe that's where we were looking at when we made our decision a year ago, was because the input we had at the meeting. I'm sure that's why Commissioner Hess probably made his decision. Going on from here, if there's something from the district attorney that you feel that we need to do differently, or
No, there is no open meeting violation because this is the agreement. And the only other document that will be prepared as a result of this, if this is approved, if the special use permit is approved, is I will make a memorandum of these conditions, which will be filed with the county recorder. And basically the memorandum will be exactly what's in subsection 4. It'll just be a memorandum that sets forth all these conditions, and it'll be filed with the county recorder. So there is no violation of the open meeting law. A question was asked, and I don't know that anybody's tried to keep it secret, of who was at the settlement conference meeting. It was me, the county manager, Chairman Kershaw, Mr. Osborne, and Mr. Cole. On our behalf, it was Mr.
And one more.
Open
and Dan Hamlin also with AS.
Okay, the person from the insurance company. I didn't know his name. The person from the other side was Tom Caramino and Fred Holtengarten. And the settlement conference was presided over by Valerie Cook. Valerie Cook, who is the federal magistrate in the federal court. Other than that, I don't have anything to say.
Mr. Chairman, just one thing, and Buddy, I tried to write down, but you were kind enough to give a copy, so I'll pull it afterwards and get a copy from the clerk. I promise you that if approved, we will look at the taxing structure as those. We don't let anything go untaxed in this county, much to some people's chagrin. I'll visit with Jen. I wasn't aware of the hesitation to tax or not tax, so I'll visit with the assessor on that. And the DA has already addressed who was at the negotiations on behalf of the county. And Dean's office will pull those permits to check the engineering stamps, and we'll get that information to you as well. And those are the ones I wrote down.
Thank you.
The reason that Mr. Kershaw, Chairman Kershaw, had asked me about the motion, I made my motion pretty much based on his total arrogance and lack of neighborly friendship out there in the Highlands. You know, he's completely arrogant about putting these things up. I felt he violated the law on probably about every tower that he put up there. And he still wanted to continue, and that was our time to stop him. I'm still not happy with, you know, even looking at settling. I don't, you know, we've always been able to, you know, manage other people that broke the law. I don't know why this guy has been able to get away with it. I'm not putting the blame on anybody. The ham operation, I don't understand very well. Apparently it's a very powerful hobbyist industry that they have. But I think the towers have always looked like hell, and I'm not changing my mind on it.
Cynthia, quick comment?
Do I need to approach, or can I make it from here?
If it's a quick comment, go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed in the summary there was a bit of verbiage devoted toward Mr. Tierney's activity during times of emergencies with his communications, and that was something that was thoroughly discussed at prior meetings, that this participation in emergency communication was not needed, nor did he participate when we did need help with that. And that's what led me to wonder who the county's expert witness was as far as ham radio operation and emergency preparedness. Because as you know, when Mr. Holtengarten and Mr. Caramita get on the fact on the subject of how essential ham radio communication is during emergencies, they can talk for hours about how essential that is. And if no one is there on the county side to say, but wait a minute, we don't need that anymore. Times have changed. We have this and this and this. So that point is moot. What bothered me was that was even included in the summary, because to me it made it look like they were presenting before the magistrate how important his ham radio hobby was to the county during an emergency when it's not integral at all. Why was that even included in there, in the summary?
Can you address it, if you wish? Cynthia, again, I appreciate the dialogue since we came via email, and I probably missed that one. I think that was about the end of Saturday, but I would typify that one, and again, I'd defer to either Mr. Maddox or Chairman Kershaw or Austin or even Mr. Colvett if they wish, but I think that was more an insistence on the county's behalf, is you're going to do this to us. We reserve the rights to hold you to what you have so publicly bragged about should we need them, whether or not it's just the simple location of an antenna and a repeater there that facilitates further communications in the Highlands. It was, I would call it more a reservation of rights on our behalf to at least get something out of it if we need it, although minimal at best.
Oh, because it gave the impression that once again he was saying, you need me, you need this installation.
I appreciate your read on that, and believe me, I'm sure it was expressed that way, but during the negotiations, it is simply, as I've stated, if we want to reserve the right to use, just like we did on the monopine tower, is if we find that it facilitates communications for Dave Ballard's group, for the sheriff, for Chief Haynes, then by God, we're going to get something out of it if we need it.
That's good. Yes.
Okay, are we going to address the issue that we've requested extended time? Because we've approached you twice now, and we haven't been represented by attorneys. It's my understanding that David Maddox had to go into a pool of attorneys to get assistance because he wasn't, well, he said at the last meeting he didn't himself think he could defend the case in federal court, so evidently we have had to reach out to other counsel to get that done. We as citizens never brought attorneys to represent us. We didn't feel it necessary at this point. We were working with our commissioners and our county officials, which we respect. So will we get that time also to prepare some legal approach to this? Because evidently not everybody on the commissioners board or our DA is well versed in the laws that, you know, we're all ready to vote on. That is, you know, speaking up that this is right, and I understand we have several council members here. We do not have representation for the people who have not been represented. I mean, you're our county council, but actually all you're doing is fighting his lawsuit, you know. And there are many people we have sent you to petitions with over 100 signatures on each. So I'm not speaking for myself, I'm speaking for other people. They really wanted to deal with this illegality development of 14 years of representation. And we kept appealing to our building department, our tax department, our DA, our commissioners. Okay, maybe it's time for us to appeal to our courts, because that's the only avenue we haven't exercised at this point, and we really haven't had time to prepare it. If you're prepared to just vote without allowing us, I feel, allowed time. DA Maddox said, well, wait a minute, let's give him time to decide whether he's going to sue us. Well, maybe, and I don't know your exact words, but legally you stated it. So I would like you on our behalf, DA Maddox, to give us time to
clarify
approach
something.
This legally.
Back when this was denied, the original special use permit, and I'll back up even further because I didn't address one thing that was raised. I should have stopped the commission when they made that decision and made them make findings, and that was my mistake, I'll grant you. In the future, when you're all standing up patting at yourselves on the back about winning one of these things, when I yell at you to sit down and I get the commission to make the findings, and you'll all understand why I'm doing it, because I'm going to probably aggravate you if it ever happens in the future. One of the changes we've made as a result of that is, henceforth, whenever a recommendation is made by staff, the staff will make recommendations of the findings that should be made if what's being recommended is approved. They will also make recommendations on findings that the board can make if they're going to not go along with the recommendations. That was my mistake, and apparently that's the way it's been done up here before. That's going to change for the future, but that was my mistake. Two, I can't represent the county because we have an insurance policy And the insurance company hires the lawyers, because once we call in and tell them, hey, we've had a suit filed against us, then the insurance company picks who it is that represents the county, not me. So I wasn't saying I couldn't do it or wouldn't do it. I'm saying I can't do it because the county has insurance, just like if you get in a car accident and you call your insurance company up, you don't get to pick the lawyer. The insurance company picks the lawyer that defends the suit. Well, that's the same thing with the county. We have an insurance policy. Part of the value of that insurance policy is that we also get counsel in whatever suits have been filed against us. So I just wanted to clarify a few things there.
Which leads me to, will we be able to get a committee or an investigation to how these facts unfolded and who accidentally made an error in procedure? The building department, the DA, all things that we, in the end, after 14 years, suffered the consequence. A lot of which were made, I agree with you, Kay Maddox. And it wasn't in the context that you were stating there's an insurance company and I can't or I won't. You stated that there were probably about two good attorneys in this county, and I myself would have a difficult time, kind of somewhat. You could go back to the minutes and read it for the exact words, but I was kind of struck with, wow, I have a lot of faith in my district attorney, you know, and what he's doing at this meeting, advising my commissioners. When you give our commissioners legal advice, or you interfere with us as public speakers, I have no problem with that. Nobody has ever asked me to sit down or not speak when I'm not asked to speak.
I knew that in the future, I can promise you.
Well, okay. I'm aware of the threat, but, you know, that's not the cooperation that we're seeking. It really isn't the spirit of cooperation, and it's not the cooperation and the spirit of where I was coming from my community.
There's 4,200 residents in this county, and I'd like to represent every one of them. That isn't always possible. I represent this commission, is who I represent.
Right, and evidently your advice was at the time.
To accept this settlement agreement. Yes, it was.
Right. And what is your advice on allowing us the time?
This needs to be voted on.
Okay.
If you don't like the decision that's made by this board, you can petition for judicial review to the district court.
I'm aware of that, sir. And I know how to retain attorney.
Yeah, I have one quick question. I'm hard of hearing. Sir, were you the attorney for Story County?
Yes.
Did you ever talk to Michelle Atkins? Did you ever talk to me? Did you go to court did you talk to any of us that are involved in this and get, did you ever see the presentation I did, the Story County timeline? Did you ever see the 106-page timeline she did? Because I don't think that you were given that information, and I think that might have made a world of difference.
Did you see the towers?
Did you see the towers?
I had the benefit of the entire record that was presented to the board, as well as the Planning Commission, which included your timeline and some other timelines. I've driven by the towers. I've seen them. I understand what they look like. I wouldn't be happy if I lived next to them. Unfortunately, for this case, that is not what rules. And there's a federal statute, a state statute, and some other things that have to be considered in this. And there's also a whole body of case law in federal courts to deal with these things, and that's what I look at as well. So my recommendation to this board is, based on the negotiations, to approve the special use permit. That's not to say that it's a settlement. It doesn't mean that it's liked by either side altogether, but that's what it is. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
First of all, what's on the agenda is the possible approval of the settlement agreement, and we haven't seen that.
Yes, yes.
Right.
That's
and you, Mr. Colbert, you said that the staff recommendation summary is the settlement agreement, and yet we know that the settlement agreement also includes that each party shall bear their own costs. Well, that's not in the staff recommendation summary. And why is it called a summary if that's all there is? I mean, when you call something a summary, it means it's more than someplace else. Also, I'm wondering why the
Look, I'm not going to answer every question that's raised, but you've raised the open meeting law twice. It's been addressed by Mr. Maddox and by me. This is the settlement agreement. Whether it's titled a summary or whatever, these terms are exactly what the settlement is based upon on the special use permit. Each party to bear its own costs and fees will be addressed in what is called the stipulation for dismissal. That's a document filed with the court, not with this body. And it's not going to be filed unless the board acts on this special use permit.
You're asking the commissioners to approve this without knowing that you guarantee that each side shall bear their own costs.
That's not correct.
You're just arguing.
It's argument. I'm not going to address it. Enough to say that it will be.
I'll also say that the failure of the commissioners to provide a reason. Now, why is that an irreversible error? Can't you do that now? And finally, now the fact is that Tom has figured out the system. Sue the county settles, and you get most of what you want. And he can do this as many times as he wants. He will be able to get anything he wants from the county. So how long before he wants to put up a 1,000-foot tower? Now, a 1,000-foot tower will require a high-intensity white flashing light on the top and will be visible from Reno. Maybe even downtown, you know. And then everyone will know that Tom is the king of storytelling.
Just to address that last point, which is totally false, under the terms of these conditions, these are the only towers he will be allowed. There will be no more. Another term of this is that in the event that he loses his license and his wife loses his license, or they sell the property or move from the property, the towers come down.
And what if he doesn't?
What if he doesn't? If he lives forever? I don't know, sir. What will happen then?
If he leaves the county and sells his house or is taken over by the bank, what recourse does the county have?
The county can, at that point, get them removed and put a lien upon the property for the cost of the removal.
If he's already sold it or already been taken
doesn't matter.
By the bank, then what's the point?
That's why it gets recorded. It's put on title. Nobody can take title beyond this point without having full knowledge of the conditions. Those conditions run with the land. As soon as it's sold, those have to come down. That's what these conditions say, sir, if you read them.
And who's required to do that?
Who's required to do what?
To take the towers down.
Under the terms of this, it would be the owner of the property, Mr. Terramina, if he still owns it. If not, the owner.
Okay, we're going to call for a 5-minute break before we have a vote.